Welcome back to Real Presence Live. Father Brian Gross, your host for this morning. We journey here into the last segment, and we are happy to have Chris Motes with us. Chris Motes is the Executive Director of the South Dakota Catholic Conference. Chris, thank you for being on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Delighted to be with you, Father.
So, Chris, we've got that down there in South Dakota, right? I'm up here in North Dakota. You've got two pro-life bills that are coming up for vote. Very soon here, right? It looks like this week. Is that right?
That's right, Father. They're both at various stages of the sort of legislative process, but at key moments for a couple of bills.
So, does South Dakota tend to be a pretty pro-life state? What does that look like in your legislature? How do you, you know, what are the bills that are coming up? And then sort of what do you expect from the different folks in the legislature?
Sure. Well, to be really frank, South Dakota does have a history of strong pro-life positions when it comes to abortion, and one of our bills has to do with that. I'd say South Dakota's got a little room for improvement when it comes to understanding being pro-life until the end of one's natural life, especially as concerns the death penalty. So we've got a bill in both of those categories. The first, Senate Bill 110, would seek to strengthen some of the pre-abortion counseling that women would be required to go to at pregnancy help centers prior to procuring an abortion. It started over on the Senate side. It made it through with some success, and it's made it through its first House committee meeting. And we'll be coming up on the floor just any day now, and I really urge people to call their House representatives and urge support of Senate Bill 110. We've seen in the past that some of these pre-abortion counseling practices, waiting periods, they really do have really direct impact on pro-life. We can actually testify to lives that are saved because of bills like this. The other bill, House Bill 1123, would seek to prohibit certain persons suffering from a severe mental illness from receiving the death penalty, from being put to death for a crime that they committed. Now, that bill started on the House side and made it through the House by a vote of 45-20 with some success. And I should note that it's the first time that a death penalty bill of any sort has been debated on the floor of either chamber in at least 5 years. I'm very sad to report that bill failed in Senate committee this morning by a vote of 5-2, but it's still really, really important for people to exercise their voice. Just because it didn't have success in the committee, the full Senate can consider that bill if they choose to. And I think there's, I think we should have some hope for the Senate exercising its discretion in pulling that bill out of committee. So both of those bills we really need support on.
Yeah, I think so. Is there a place that folks could go where it would be easy for them if they don't know who their representatives are? Is there a place that they could go to easily find that so that they could, you know, like you say, shoot an email, make a phone call of support for these bills?
The best and easiest place to go is sdlegislature.gov. sdlegislature.gov. And at the very top, there's a tab that says Find My Legislator. And you just punch in your address, and your representatives and your senator come up on the screen. It has their phone number and their email. Email, I know many of them prefer email because you can just send them a quick note and they get it on their iPad, wherever they happen to be. You can call them as well. For listeners that don't happen to have a computer, they can certainly call the South Dakota Catholic Conference also, and we'll help you out in terms of finding out who they are. Our phone number is 605-351-5609. Again, 605-351-5609.
And it's important, right, Chris? I don't think any of our listeners would struggle with this, but maybe you can, folks listening, you can tell your friends that whenever we contact different people in government, to always do it with charity. We never, especially within what we call the pro-life movement, we never want to be experienced as people that are uncharitable, right? Chris, could you speak maybe to that a little bit about what is it, how is it that a person should approach elected officials, whether that's on a local, a state, even a federal level, right? How is it that, what sort of approach does a person who's been elected appreciate and also maybe listen to?
Yeah, so I think to your point, Father, very well received. Yeah, the charity, we have to have hearts filled with charity when we're approaching our legislators for two reasons, really. One, first and foremost, it's the right way to act as Christians. You know, we've been transformed by Jesus' love and we need to act accordingly. Second, it's just more effective in terms of your legislator will better receive the feedback you provide if it's done in a charitable manner. It's so easy to, just in our, in a politically tense environment, we get so used to talking heads on TV that that maybe lack charity at times, and it's easy to tune people out if they're lacking charity. So, you know, I think there's the old saying that a drop of honey catches more flies than a gallon of vinegar, and that can be true too in our interactions with our legislators.
Yeah, we want to give in our actions, even if somebody strongly disagrees with us, or if an elected official really lets us down, you know, caves to pressure or lacks courage or something like that. We have to be careful not to beat a person up. We can certainly hold them to account, right? But we never want to act like, you know, with some sort of viciousness or cutting a person down. But always, as you mentioned, you know, very much acting with that charity. We got just a couple minutes here left, Chris. Anything that you'd like to mention in particular to the listeners? What can they do to help you out if you're down in South Dakota? You know, what is your encouragement to them?
Sure. Well, a couple things. Aside from the nuts and bolts of these bills, to stay in the loop on the future, you can go to my website, sdcatholicconference.org, and click sign up. And then you can join the email list, and that way you're going to be getting emails right in your inbox, keeping you in the loop on the heavy lifting that occurs up in Pierre during the legislative session. But aside from that, I think it's, you know, prayer is really, really important, but just also understanding that responsible citizenship, it's a virtue, and mm-hmm. participation in political life, it's not really an option for us. It's a moral obligation. That's what Pope Francis reminds us in his exhortation, Evangelii Gaudium, the joy of the gospel. I would just emphasize again, I loved how you hit on charity, Father. It's the reason we engage in the political arena, the reason we have this obligation, it's not merely a duty, like something we have to do, but it's actually something that should flow out of hearts that have been transformed by the love of Jesus. So it's that love that we first received that's changed us, that spurs us on into action within the public arena. So that's my encouragement.
Yeah, folks listening, remember, you're Catholic, you're Christian, you're a follower of Christ before you're a Republican or a Democrat. And you have to be informed in regards to what the Church tells us about things like abortion, the death penalty, immigration, whatever pro-life issue it is, because those are all pro-life issues, right? Obviously, you know, the preservation of the most innocent being the primary there. But we have to understand that our hearts need to be formed by Christ, not first by a party, right? And that's why the Catholic Conference there in South Dakota, you know, certainly Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, it's really great what you guys do, Chris, you know, directors in the different states, to just help us understand what is it that the Church and our bishops are wanting us to know about the different most important bills that are coming up, you know, in the different legislatures. So, Chris, again, thank you very much. Folks, go to sdcatholicconference.com. Is it .com?
.org.
SD,
yep. .org. Yeah.
Yep. SDCatholicConference.org. Chris, thanks again.
My pleasure, Father. Thank you.